From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chen. The Islamic State group is imposing a harsh set of rules on residents of areas it controls in Syria and Iraq during the month-long Ramadan observance. Ramadan began on Monday. The rules include forbidding the use of satellite TV receivers, limiting the hours of daily work, and instituting strict dress codes for women. The Norwegian Refugee Council says Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians fleeing from battles between Islamic State and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the group since 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides, with the only area remaining unclaimed being the western banks of Euphrates. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday, North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication of its widening arms efforts. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North is likely to have resumed activities on the plant at Yongbyon. The information matches evidence found by the US monitoring website 38 North. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah will travel to the US to attend the funeral of American boxer Muhammad Ali. A family spokesman says the funeral will be held Friday in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The US Navy has banned its personnel in Japan from drinking and has restricted their off-base activities. The actions were taken after a US sailor on Okinawa was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. The Navy has been under pressure from Okinawa residents who are calling for the removal of US bases. Poland and more than 20 NATO member nations are launching a large-scale military exercise. The exercise will involve 31,000 troops. It's part of a move to reassure Central and Eastern European countries worried by Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the exercises bring a negative reaction from his government. The exercises, dubbed Anaconda 16, will be led by Poland. In Washington, I'm Daniel Chen. That's the latest world news from VOA.